Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
A Stevie Nicks bringing this back.
And I saw my reflection in the snow.
Part of the Fleetwood Mac group, Once Upon a Time. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sean Worthington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, faculty member, tenured faculty member of computer science at Butte College in Northern California, author of Beyond Bitcoin, creator of CloudCoin, the world's first cloud-based currency. Sean, thanks again for being here. We were talking in the previous segment about the halving scenario, the halving event that's coming up in a few weeks or maybe a few months for Bitcoin, where the value of mining a Bitcoin going forward from that point is going to be cut in half. So that'll affect that industry, that community, so to speak. What do you think the long-term implications of that halving, and then the probably a subsequent halving down the road, what do you think that will have on the future of other cryptocurrencies like your CloudCoin? Will it have an impact, or will it be a non-event?
It certainly will, because now you're going to go from a situation in which you pay for the system, the Bitcoin system, by having your currency inflated, to a system in which you have to pay fees. And those fees are going to be in your face, and you're going to see them, and you're not going to like them because the fees are very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, if I want to mail, you know, open up an envelope, stick some cash in there, and mail it to you, that's much cheaper than if I want to send it to you electronically on the Bitcoin network. And that's, if I've got 10,000 employees that I want to pay, I'm going to have to pay like $16 mm-hmm. per employee. And as the use of the network goes up, those fees will go up. And so I just see it as being something that is not scalable, meaning that the more people use it, the slower it gets.
Right.
That's going to be a real drawback.
And that makes it, though, that makes Bitcoin different, because there are other blockchain-based cryptocurrencies that aren't as expensive to manage. There, you can Ethereum. You can do smart contracts with that. One day, don't you think you'll be able to buy a hamburger with some kind of a cryptocurrency, either cloud based or blockchain based, efficiently?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that once the cost of the transactions come down, which is something that we've done with CloudCoin, and once the complexity is down, you're going to see definitely retail payments happen.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
it won't be with Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, and see, the Bitcoin, this is why I think it's important for people to understand that Bitcoin is a species of its own, and should not be conflated with other cryptocurrencies, which I think will be more utilitarian, which will function more as currency and not so much as an asset class like Bitcoin seems to be increasingly becoming. Am I wrong about that? Sean, what do you think?
I think you're right. When Bitcoin was created, the philosophy was that money was like gold, and it should be mined like gold. And so when we look at Bitcoin, it acts a lot like gold does, in that the more you mine, the less you have, and it's like a commodity, whereas other currencies like CloudCoin see money as data, and it's just mm-hmm. the job of it is to track who has what value, who created value, and who's supposed to get it. And so it's very different philosophies, but Bitcoin was the first to market. It was the first to become popular, and it is being treated just like it is gold, and people
yeah.
seem to be very happy with
as
that.
As an asset class. But do you think that the way Bitcoin has evolved and matured is actually holding back the public's perception and interest in adoption and level of comfort with the cryptocurrency concept? Do you think it's holding it back?
Yeah, I think it has, because people see it as the only thing that's out there, and they see a lot of problems with it, especially these hacks that go on where people lose millions of dollars because of the Bitcoin, and they see it as something that's dark and devious.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and meanwhile, though, there are 2,000 other cryptocurrencies that are being developed, including your Cloud Coin, which we'll talk about again in a little bit, including the Cloud Coin, which are more utilitarian. They're more functional. They're more integrated into the marketplace as a tool, as a payment method, and not so much as an asset class, right?
That's right. I mean, Cloud Coin was built for retail, just for easy use and very efficient.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that's interesting, though, is with Bitcoin came a sort of a business model around it. It's hard to differentiate. It's not as easy to differentiate users from miners, right? If I held Bitcoin right now, I'd be in a different class than the people who mined it, who created it, and the other cryptocurrencies that are coming out, like Ethereum, and like your Cloud Coin, those have a different origin, and there's not as much of a business model, I think, around them. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about that. What is the business model? Why are there 2,000 cryptocurrencies? Who's investing in them? And is this like a 1,000 beta recorders and 1,000 VHSs? You know, and which one's going to win? Is it like that? We'll talk about that after the break. Sean, I need your website, please.
It's cloudcoin.global.
Cloudcoin.global. His book is called Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency, and it's outstanding. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.